Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Life After Women. This is a YouTube channel focusing on giving men going their own way meaning and purpose, because no woman will ever fill that role. Meaning in your life is about being on a mission and serving something that is not only greater than yourself, but also greater than everybody else. He's trading shekels for subs, so please go over and support my sponsor, Uncle Paradox, the guy that runs the channel. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have the progress of the Star Wars franchise. Does anyone besides me think that the first two look like chesticles, while the third looks like a cooch? And the fourth one looks like they put all three of those together. You can't have a franchise that's woke when the fan base is mostly conservative males. It also makes me wonder if you can blow up the franchise killer by shooting a torpedo into her exhaust port. Up next, Roxanne Green burned down Wyoming's first abortion clinic, just weeks before it was due to open. In her eyes, you can see that she's already won. I said that men need to stop being simps for women like this, and guys started attacking me wondering if I'm a fed. Just because a woman is conservative or Christian enough to be pro-life and destroy an abortion clinic doesn't mean that she's going to make a good wife or mother someday. The satisfaction she has in her eyes is that now a bunch of trad cucks are going to fight for her love because she has their respect, and she gets to pick the best one. This is her mating strategy to capture a Christian cuck that's still able to bond with a woman. Number three, which one would you choose? Your soulmate, $100 million, or a time machine? The answer is time machine, easily. Just go back and buy Bitcoin when it was 10 cents, and then you'll have $100 million, and then you can travel forward again because technically, you have a time machine. The woman in this meme wouldn't actually take the money. She would just travel back and do her OnlyFans page better. She's just choosing her body over $100 million. Shows you where women's priorities lay. Moving on, we have Antonia, and she's wondering why men can't forgive cheating. Well, besides the fact that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, a man doesn't want used goods. Women forgive cheating from high-value men, so they expect men to do the same to women, because they've been conditioned that there are zero differences between the sexes. That's the crazy world that we're living in now. Some men do forgive it, though. They're just simps that sit in the cuck chair. Number five, Richard Cooper says that women generally treat men like a job. They're always looking for ones with higher pay and more benefits. Does that then mean that men are justified treating women like a car lease and always trading up when the dashboard warning lights are constantly nagging him? Yes, and that's what I've always done. Once a woman no longer respects me, I leave. I was never cheated on, or at least I never found out about it. And I would have left if it had happened to me. Up next is a woman on a dating app with a horrible number of red flags. She's a lonely fool's crater that needs a man to rescue her. She says her kids deserve a good male role model. She has an OF page, and yet she's still making demands. That's like a used car charging full price and calling you a cheapskate if you won't pay full retail for a rental car. Yet some guys out there are still willing to say, I can fix her, because his only other option is to remain single. Number seven, this woman has a shirt on that says, I can't breathe. Gee, I can't imagine why. Maybe the shirt is crying for help and says it can't breathe because she's so big she's strangling it. Either that or it's the shirt her boyfriend wears when she's laying on top of him. But what I really want to know is why her butt is on the front part of her body. Moving on, Putin and his North Korean counterpart look like they really enjoyed Pride Month this year. And they didn't even get punished for peeling rubber on an alphabet people flag. If either of these two guys were on the ballot in a place like the United States or Western Europe, then who knows, they might even get elected there. Is this how they signal to the rest of the world their masculinity? Number nine, this woman isn't a marriage counselor, but she wonders if women could actually try being quiet and cook their husbands a steak. Remember, guys, that when feminism fails, they manipulate you with traditionalism. Don't take the trad bait like this. Someone says a man should just get a steak and a BJ every day. That's just the trad woman manipulation technique of keeping his belly full and basically his balls empty. Thirsty guys are falling for it. Up next, a new film reimagines what life would be like for black Americans if they returned to Africa post-slavery. We don't even have to imagine. They did it when they created the country of Liberia, and it was an unmitigated disaster. But they could still go back if they wanted to and start Wakanda. Plus, I believe that Nigeria offered to let black Americans go there too. Liberals need to understand that this is what cobalt mining looks like when they buy their new Teslas. Number 11, have things finally gone too far with AI? But I really think that the Trump pillows like that might actually be popular with the ladies out there. AOC looks like she's having a lot of fun with her pillows. Maybe they can even put this down as the new MyPillow.com ad. Moving on, Alloy, a female video game character on the cover of Vanity Fair is breaking gender stereotypes in video games. At the bottom you have Samus Aran wondering what about her. She was out in games in 1986 and she hasn't been glorified on a cover yet. Even Lara Croft would be confused by this. But acknowledging that women were in male culture in the past would go against the female oppressive narrative in video games. So that's why they don't actually mention anything. Number 13 in China, we now have nowhere girls. Women with no money, no job, no education, no prospects, no looks, and no friends. Sounds like they're going their own way level 4. There's also surplus of men in China, so why don't they marry one of them and make some babies? Oh, that's right. Because they only marry men with a house and a car. And there aren't enough of those to go around. They have nothing and yet they still think they deserve a 10 with everything. Up next, this woman is upset because people keep saying that her son is adopted. She corrects people by saying that she has two baby daddies. But in today's dating market, she'd probably be better off with people thinking that the kid was an African orphan that she saved. Her life is going to be fun when little Aiden, her rocket surgeon son, starts up his hilarious hijinks. Number 15 is the difference between Germany's top model winner and some random German track star. As far as I'm concerned, only one of these women appear to be German, and she also voted to bring the migrants in. We should race them both against each other. I want to see the big one roll down the track. The one on the left, what exactly is she modeling? Pork chops in a bacon commercial. At least we know that both of these are at least women. Moving on, this woman is wondering how to tell her husband that he's no longer good enough for her because she got fit and promoted. This gentleman is what we call hypergamy. Every guy needs to get it into his head that when you date or marry women, she's not your girl, it's just your turn. But even though she's thin, I bet her body is still gross and loose. When a man gets promoted, he will think about his family. When a woman gets promoted, she will think about leaving her family. Number 17 in California, this 18-year-old woman is suing doctors that removed her lady lumps and gave her zipper boobs when she was 13 because she thought she was trans after seeing influencers online. Maybe this will finally stop once enough doctors get sued into oblivion. Now I know why they're pushing trans ideology, because they know that they can convert young people because they don't reproduce, they recruit. I hope this slows things down a bit. Up next, we have a new level of simping unlocked. This is one of Callie's moderators and he flew thousands of miles to meet her. This guy looks like a 5-year-old with a fake mustache. Bro here was friend-zoned long before he even met her. He reminds me of an incel version of Ned Flanders. Imagine simping and being friend-zoned by a 3. This is the last thing I want to be doing right now. Number 19, during this year's Pride Month, the Hawk 2 girl canceled it by single-handedly stealing the show. But now she's already been forgotten about, and it really wasn't that funny to begin with. What makes it even funnier is that her Tennessee hillbilly family is in the Bible Belt, and we'd expect such a woman to be far more conservative. But clearly she knows how to hawk too, and empty a scrotum sack too. Moving on, we have another example of the My Body, My Choice haircut. Many men have gone monk mode, and now some women might have heard that, and are taking it a little bit too literally, as they become female chameleons. Why would you even pay for this sort of haircut? Just put a bowl on your head and cut all the way around. This is the male haircut I had in the early 90s called the mushroom cut. Except I didn't look like Mo from the Three Stooges or an Indian in the Amazon rainforest. Number 21, a doctor tells this obese lady that she has diabetes and coronary artery disease, but she wants him to rephrase that in body positivity terms. That doctor should tell her no and tell her instead about the facts that there are things that are wrong with her, and he's not there to pander to her delusions. Up next here, we have a picture of a successful woman with an unsuccessful man. This image illustrates that women expect a man to be way more successful than they are, and for him to work at a much higher paying career. Remember guys, when a woman works at McDonald's, she's hardworking. But when a man works at McDonald's, he's broke. Women don't want a man that's equal or lower. They want one that's superior. Number 23, Star Wars is officially dead now as the lesbian space witches impregnate each other with the Force. The film franchise died in 2017 with The Last Jedi. For me, the TV shows died with the Woman DeLoreans last season. And I stopped watching halfway through Ahsoka. Obi-Wan was awful too. I just got tired of being disappointed and bored, so I stopped watching entirely. Moving on is Amanda, a lesbian trans woman. But she'll only date natural-born women. This is quite the interesting mating strategy. I said men would do this and here we are. Being straight with extra steps. Incels presenting as female to have the ability to sleep with women and get girlfriends. The best part is where she says she won't be with women pretending to be men. That kinda gives her away, doesn't it? I don't know if this is fake, but since it's in Portland, Oregon, it's probably real. Number 25 and the last one, feminism and woke ideology is cancer. She went from the girl on the left to the so-called man on the right, after being on testosterone for 2 years. Can't you just tell how much unhappier she looks now? I wouldn't have even known that she identifies as a he if he/she didn't tell me. Looks more like a crazy pineapple that got stuffed with Mentos and Diet Coke. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.